Parshas Korach. We are holding here towards the end of Berachas HaShachar, the Brachas in the morning, on page 12, line number 13. And just to point out, if we look back at all the other Brachas where Nechaim, Shlomo, HaShalom, Siddur, the Arskol Siddur, all the Brachas they have. Let's say, for example, page line number 1, on page 12. The bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, line number 2, Rokah Ha'aretz HaHamayim, all the way through. Over here, if you look at the Siddur, page line number 13, page 12, line number 13, then goes to 14, and then 15, it seems like we have the bracha running into the next paragraph. Is that by coincidence? Why did the Siddur do this? Steve has here in front of him another Siddur. Does that Siddur do the same? What's going on over here? Why did the printer, the publisher, decide to do this? Just keep the question in mind. If you have the answer, we'll hold off for a minute. So what we're going to do now is first we'll explain Hamavishena Me'inai, and then we will read through the next part of this bracha, and we'll come back to explain. Hamavishena Me'inai Usnuma Me'afapai. So we're thanking Hashem for removing the sleep from my eyes, einayim, or eyes, usnumo me'af apai, and the slumber from my eyelids, af apai, the eyelids. So the problem is as follows. If we turn back to page 11, a line number 11, we already said, pokeach ivrim, 11:11, we already said, Hashem, we're thanking Hashem for opening the eyes of the blind. Why now are we thanking Hashem all the way at the end of all the brachas for taking away the sleep, to open my eyelids? If anything, we should make this bracha in the beginning. And it seems like we already said this bracha, so why are we saying a similar bracha again? So the answer is as follows. Just to mention, most of what we're saying tonight is from the Sefer Olas Tamid, and from the Sefer Avodah Shebalev, and from the Siddur HaMefurish. And Oitzah Tefilos. So to answer, the Sfarim say as follows. A person wakes up in the morning and he gives that stretch, he opens his eyes. So that's Pokeach Ivrim. His eyes are now open. But he's still in a little daze. He didn't have his coffee yet. Imagine those coffee drinkers who drink coffee. Some people say, no, I'm not a big coffee drinker, only 2-3 cups a day, only 5 cups a day. Imagine living every single day without that coffee. So we're thanking Hashem here. Hamavishena mi'enai. He removes the sleep from my eyes. Everything is gone. That's what we're thanking Hashem for. Pakeach Ivrim is the ability to open my eyes. We're thanking God that we have this ability to open our eyes, that we can see. Now it's another step, another level. I'm waking up now. Once again, these brachas were originally said right in the morning as we were getting dressed. So that's worth it saying over here. So the emphasis is to appreciate and thank Hashem that we're not in the state of this drowsiness the whole entire day. Sometimes a person has to take this medicine that makes them drowsy. We should try not to take this for granted. That's what the Sfarim is telling us. But to appreciate waking up and have this slumber removed from us. Okay. Let's now go through the next part of the bracha with one thing in mind. The halacha is the end of a bracha has to be similar to the beginning of the bracha. That's the halacha. When we make a bracha, the beginning of it and the end have to be somewhat similar. So keep that in mind, with also the point that we mentioned that this seems to be connected over here. So we start as follows. Line number 15. And may it be the will milfanecha before you, Hashem, Elokeinu, our God, velokei avaseinu. Keep in mind how this is the first time that we've had these words, velokei avaseinu. We'll have to discuss why do we mention that over here specifically. Shetagileinu v'sayrasecha. We're diving to Hashem that you should help us, accustom us in your Torah. to study your Torah. V'dabkeinu v'mitzvasach, and attach us to your commandments. V'al tivyeinu lo lidei chet, please, we're damning Hashem, please don't bring us to any sin, any error. That's chet, lo lidei avera v'avoin. We should not come to any influence of transgression and sin. Lo lidei nisoyim, we should not come to any test. We have to keep in mind also the question that we are all created in this world to have tests, to pass and to fail. So what are we saying? We're saying, Hashem, don't give us a test? Then what's the purpose of life? All these questions, please store them in the palm, whatever you want. We're adamming to Hashem. We're asking Hashem, please, we're starting our day now. Don't bring us to any scorn, any bizoyon. Once again, please do not allow that the Yetzihara should dominate over us, that it should rule over us. Distance us from a person who is evil, who is bad, and from a companion, a friend, what we might think is a friend, who is bad. We'll have to just explain what is the difference between an Adam Ra, an evil person, and a Chavar Ra. If a person is a bad friend, is he not a bad person? What's going on over here? V'dabkeinu b'yetzer hatoyif, attach us to the good inclination of a ma'asim tovim and to the good deeds. V'chof es yitzreinu lishtabed loch, and compel and force the evil inclination to be subservient to you. That Yetzihara that is inside of us, we're diving to Hashem, please help us that we should be able to control it and that we can serve you, Hashem. Usneinu hayom, and allow us today, v'chol yom and every day, l'chein, v'l'chesed, v'l'racham in b'einecha, that we should find grace, chein is grace, chesed is kindness, rachmim is mercy, b'einecha, in your eyes. Now, if we say this tefillah, this prayer every day, why are we emphasizing hayom today, v'chol yom, and every day? Tomorrow will come, I'll say it tomorrow. Why am I repeating it twice? Uve'einecha ro'einu, and in the eyes, not only should we find favor in your eyes, but in the eyes of all who see us. So we have first HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes of Hashem, and then in the eyes of Bas of Adam, of man. And bestow upon us kindness that are good for us, that we can gain from. Baruch Atah Hashem, you Hashem are the source of all the brachos. Hashem Adonai Kol, master of everything. Goymel Chasadim Tovim La'amu Yisrael, who bestows kindness that are beneficent to his people Israel. Next paragraph, and we'll come back. Mitzvah Hashem. May it be the will, milfanecho, once again before you. The emphasis before you, Hashem. Elokai, my God, specifically my God. Elokai, avoisai, and once again, similar words to the words we had earlier. Elokai, as we said earlier, we said, Elokai, avoseinu, and the God of my forefathers. Shetatzilena hayom, that you should rescue me today, save me today, b'chol yom, and every day, mi'azi fanim, from those brazen-faced people, mi'azus panim, from brazen-facedness, mi'adam ra, from a person who is evil, mi'chaver ra, once again these words, chaver ra, mi'shachin ra, a bad neighbor, mi'pega ra, any, God forbid, any bad mishaps, mi'satan ha'mashchus, the itzahara, the mashchus, the satan that is destroyed, destructive, mi'din kasha, from a strict, harsh judgment, we bow din kasha, and from a litigant who is harsh, ben shu ben bris, whether he is Jewish, ben shena ben bris, whether he's not Jewish. Let's go back now and explain what we're learning here, what we're saying here. We go back to line number 15 on page 12. V'hirotzoi milfanecha, and may it be the will before you. So the halacha is that this bracha of Hamaber Sheinu Me'einu Snu Me'Acha Apoi is the beginning of the bracha. And the continuation of the bracha is line number 15. And that's why the Vav is there. as opposed to Yehi Ratzon, but the Vav, and let it be the will of Hashem. We have to read it with the Vav. So the question is, as we mentioned, every bracha has to begin and end the same way. Over here we're davening to Hashem, please Hashem, take away that slumber, that state of drowsiness, so I can function in a day. A person who has a headache, he's clouded, he's car sick, he's, you know, seasick, he doesn't know where he is. A person who has vertigo, or any of these chas shalom, these diseases that a person doesn't have the balance straight, he can't function straight. So how do we end this bracha like the way it began? Baruch Ata Hashem on page 13, on the left side, line number 5. Hagomel Chasadim Tovim L'Am Yisrael, who does kindness for Klal Yisrael. What's the connection? So we'll get to it, but just keep that in mind. So the first answer, we said that the connection between Hamavir Sheino and the Hirotzen is because it's one bracha. That's why it's separated as opposed to all the other brachas. So what do we say over here? V'hirotzim ufanecha, we're davening to you Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Why the mention of Elokei Avoseinu? Just like we begin Shemoneh Esrei. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, Hashem with my mouth, my lips. Baruch Ata Hashem, we start the Shemoneh Esrei. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, v'Elokei Yaakov. The God of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So what do we say? We say, V'Elokei Avoseinu, the God of our forefathers. The Gemara in Brachas tells us, on Daf Yud, the Gemara tells us, that the person should never daven to Hashem in his own merit. People who have done this were not successful. We always daven to Hashem in the merit of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So we now, just like we begin Shemoneh Esrei, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, we're saying Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avoseinu in the merit of who? Of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're starting the day now. We're brand new creations. We said Moda Ani. We're starting from scratch. So we're davening to Hashem. What do we have to daven from? What merit do we have? We have the merit of our fathers. That's Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what we say, Elokei Avoseinu. What are we davening for? Shetagileinu b'seira secha. They should custom us to study your Torah. As we know, like almost everything there is in this world, practice makes perfect. And the more we do it, most of us who drove here tonight, most probably, we put the key in the car and we drove here. We didn't think, okay, make a left turn and looking for the street sign at that corner and this corner. But we know how to get here. Baruch Hashem, we always come here for the call to learn. We're starting the day. We're asking Hashem to remove this slumber, this drowsiness from our eyes, from our mind, from our day. For what purpose? In order that we will be accustomed to learn your Torah, that our day should be a day of Torah. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that Sheinas Rishoyim is Toiv Lahem, Toiv Loilam. The sleep of Rishoyim, of evil people, is good for them, good for the world. Because when they're sleeping, they're not doing anything destructive. So what kind of life would it be for a person if he's awake but he's not using his life constructively? So that's why specifically we start the day with this tefillah, Shetagileinu b'sarasecha. You remove this slumber from our eyes. Now Hashem, please, let us be productive in life. Now obviously, people who are working, this tefillah applies to them as well. Because the emphasis of what we're daming over here to Hashem, Shetagileinu b'sarasecha, is yes, people work. But our desire in life should not be the job, but should be the situation, the opportunity to come back to learn Torah. If a person, would win the Powerball, please don't forget about me. That's the first thing. Second thing, what would he do with his job? Would he continue going to work every day? So I've heard a statement from people. They said, yeah, I win the big one, I'll retire and learn all day. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, if a person fulfills the Torah when he's a poor person, he will merit to fulfill it when he's wealthy. If he doesn't fulfill it when he's wealthy, he won't fulfill it. If he doesn't fulfill it when he's poor, he won't fulfill it. That's the way it works. The talk is cheap. It doesn't cost him anything. It's his actions that speak louder than words. So we're davening to Hashem, please, Hashem, make our day, then our day, shitagileinu b'soyresecha, that they should be successful. Another way of understanding this, shitagileinu b'soyresecha, is that the Torah is our instruction booklet. Some people have on their palm pilot a GPS. You get lost, guides in the right direction, just type it in. We're davening to Hashem that help us accustom our day that it should be according to the Torah. For example, I hope it's not too graphic, one example is given that they bring down in the Sfarim. We have allergy season now. Some people get colds from the air conditioning. A person sometimes develops some phlegm in his throat. There are a couple ways of disposing of that phlegm. One could release it in a polite manner, indiscreetly, take it into a tissue. If he has to dispose of it, he has no tissue on the ground, he could do it politely, in a way that no one notices what he's doing. He bends down to pretend to tie his shoelace, whatever it might be. The Gemara tells us in the Chagiga Dafe about a person who has some phlegm, and he does it the other way. And we can just use our imagination. And someone sees this occurrence, and that person is disgusted. After 120 years, that person who relieved that uncomfortable phlegm from his mouth, he'll pay the price for this. God will say, Reuven, who saw you do that, was disgusted. Why did you do it like this? He'll tell Reuven. He'll ask this person. So we're davening to Hashem, shetagileinu b'sarasecha, accustom us that every single action of our everyday life should be according to the Torah. We should learn it, and we should do it. On the same point, I saw the Sefer Olas Tamar bring down that there's a concept of something called hezek ri'io, damaging through seeing something. He brings down that we should be very careful not to look into someone else's courtyard, not to look into someone else's house through his windows. That's his house now, even if he doesn't have the shades down. Obviously, if he has the shades down, he can't see. He's discussing the damaging through sight that we should accustom ourselves to follow what the Torah says. And this concept of hezek ria, of damaging by using our eyes to see into someone else's property. We continue. After we daven to Hashem, shetagileinu b'sarasecha, that we're davening that we should be accustomed in every single aspect of our day should be according to the Torah, which is the main purpose of why we created. Then what's next is the mitzvos. V'idabkeinu b'mitzvosecha. Devek is glue in the modern Hebrew. To some degree, we're saying the same thing over here. For the major part, the same thing. V'idabkeinu, let us cling b'mitzvosecha. Now, a person can do a mitzvah one of two ways. He can do the mitzvah consciously, or he can do the mitzvah just out of rote, which is called mitzvahs anoshim milmada. Just doing the mitzvahs. He does all the mitzvahs, but he just does it without thought. We're diving to Hashem over here. We're starting our day. What do we do as soon as we put on, as soon as we wake up in the morning? We put on a few mitzvahs. We do a tremendous mitzvahs. We put on the tefillin on our arm, on our head. We put on the talis, unwrapping our body. And we always have that mezuzah by a doorpost. These three mitzvahs, the Gemara tells us, one who fulfills these mitzvahs properly, he won't come to sin. Now, we're starting the day now. This is a brand new day. We're davening to Hashem. Help us, v'dabkeinu b'mitzvosecha, attach us to the mitzvahs in a way, in a fashion, that we're conscious of these mitzvahs, that we're aware of them, that we do them properly. If we do these mitzvahs properly, we'll come to do all the mitzvahs properly. Like the Mishnah Perkei always tells us, one mitzvah leads us to another mitzvah. But if we just do the mitzvah, a person, God forbid, will put on tefillin, just like he puts his foot in his shoe, without any thought process, he just puts it on because he knows how to wrap it up. If you see the bar mitzvah bacher, the 13-year-old, he's practicing to put on his tefillin. He does it so meticulously, slowly. By the time he finishes putting on, davening is over. He has to go to the next minyan. His arm is purple and red from that tight squeeze band. His father looks at him. He sees his, can't breathe anymore. Tells him, take it off quickly and redo it. Do it slowly, not so tight. It's something new to this bar mitzvah bacher, this 13-year-old. He's treating it with this precious respect that it deserves. But unfortunately, he's 15, 17, 20, 21, so on and so forth. And he's been doing it every single day of his life. Sometimes it becomes, yeah, okay, shh. And he already forgets about that time that his father told him, you're losing your circulation in your arm. You're getting headaches because the tefillin are too tight in your head. So we're davening to Hashem, v'dabkeinu b'mitzvoseicha, cling us to your mitzvahs, that we should do them with thought, appreciation. And from doing these mitzvahs, like we said, the tefillin, the tzitzis, and the mezuzah, the talis mezuzah properly, we won't come to sin. That's a day free of sin. Now, just to keep in mind on the same point, we always have to remember that there is a mitzvah for the mitzvah, that there is a commander to do the mitzvah, and we are the mitzvah. We are the one who are commanded. Always have to keep this in mind. Why? Because when we realize that, especially by positive commandments, biblical commandments, the halach is, the law is, to actively be aware that we are coming to fulfill this obligation. That is the best way of fulfilling it. There is an opinion in halacha that says the mere fact we're doing it shows that we're doing it to serve Hashem. That's in a bidyevid. If it was done in such a fashion, there's an opinion that says we still fulfill it. But we have to keep in mind, there is a commander. Hashem says, do the mitzvah. When we realize we're coming to put on that tefillin because it's a commandment of God, we are now connecting to Hashem. As opposed to a person takes out that tefillin because he's Jewish and he was told to put it on. A person comes to shul and he davens three times a day because he has to daven three times a day. But not with that mindset that I'm doing it to connect to Hashem. V'dabkeinu b'mitzvoseicha, that's what we're saying over here. We continue on line number 16 to 17. V'al tivyeinu lo d'chait. So we start with the positive. We dive into Hashem. Hashem, attach us to your Torah. Attach us to your mitzvahs. Then we say, Al tivyeinu. We dive in. Don't bring us to chait. Chait is b'shogeg, by mistake. The word chait comes from the understanding of a miss. A person from the Pasuk in Navi, a person shoots an arrow, and he misses his target, he's a little off, he's off target. It's a mistake. Next we go to the Loli de Aveiro of Avon, line number 17. We should not come to any Aveiro, any sin, transgression or sin. Aveiro, interesting enough, I saw brought down in the Ayotzah Tfilos, this comes from the word erva, nakedness. Aveira and erva. It brings down different psukim and explanations how that works out. So we're daming to Hashem that we should not come to any transgression and sin. So first we daven the what? We should not have any chait. Chait is a low madrega. So when a person wants to request something from somebody, you start off small and then you go to the big one. So we start first by Hashem, chait. Please, Hashem, allow us, protect us, that we should not come, protect us, we should not come to any chait. After that was asked, next step, please protect us. Lo de aveira, we should not come to any, into the hands of the aveira, of the transgression and the sin. We continue. Line number 18. Lo de nisoyim, we should not come to any temptation. Now, as we mentioned earlier, one of the greatest gifts we have that God gave us was the first bracha, which we said on page 11, line number 2 and 3. That is that bracha, to distinguish between day and night, between good and bad. And that's free choice. So we are obviously not davening to Hashem that don't give us any test. Of course, because that's what we're all here for. We're here to pass the test. On a different level, though, we're saying, Hashem, please, don't allow the Yetzer Hara to cause me to sin. That when I have that test, which is in my realms of passing, and every test that comes in front of us, we have that ability to pass. Or else, Hashem would not have given to us. So, that has a double-edged sword over there in that statement. On one hand, it's tremendous obligation, because a person should realize he can't pass it. If he fails it, it's not like, oh well, it's too much for me. No, Hashem only gives us a test that we can handle. On the other hand, since we can handle it, it gives us that tremendous chizik, that strength, that we have that ability to conquer it. And that's what we should focus on. If something comes in front of us, we can conquer it. We have that strength to conquer it. That's why immediately in the morning we dive into Hashem, we wake up, take away the tzara. You want to always have the tefillah, the tzara before the makkah. You want to have the refu before the makkah, the cure before the pain. So we're diving out to Hashem, please don't allow the Yitzhar to get inside of me that will cause me to pass, to fail that test. Loli Devi Zoyim. I should not come to any influence of scorn. Why? Why not? Because we are Jews. When a Jew is embarrassed, is scorned, God is scorned, Chas HaShalom. So we're diving to Hashem, not on that selfish level, that I myself should not come to a situation of being embarrassed. That's true as well. No one wants to come to a situation of being embarrassed. We'll all agree the first thing a person does, it should never happen to him, the first thing we all do when the person falls down is turn around. Why? Why? We want to make sure no one saw us. If no one was there when we fell down the corridor of the steps, the flight of steps, it's not such a big deal. I'm in pain. I'll get up. But if someone's there, that's a lot more pain. The first thing we do, that's what happens. I'm not good, right? So we're diving to Hashem not only for our embarrassment, but we don't want Hashem to have embarrassment. So Hashem, please don't bring us to a situation of scorn, of embarrassment, because that embarrasses you, Chas HaShalom. On the other hand, it's worthy of mentioning that the Sefer Tomei Devora, written a few hundred years ago, one of the great Mekubalim, he writes that one of the greatest ways of getting a redemption, a clean slate, wipe off the averos, wipe off the sins, is to be embarrassed. To be embarrassed and accept that situation of being embarrassed. And he explains as follows. He says, a person who gets embarrassed, it doesn't hold him back from serving Hashem. He's not ill. He's not physically hurt. Inside, it hurts him. And it's very painful. But it doesn't hold him back from serving Hashem. But yet, it has the flip side effect of taking away all of those tremendous amount of avers. I can't say all. It brings down that it wipes off a tremendous amount of avers. A quick story, just looking at the clock, there was a lady who, for many, many years, did not have any children. They tried it all. She was told by a certain rav, if she gets a bracha from someone who gets embarrassed, and does not respond to that situation, but takes that embarrassment and keeps quiet, ask that person for a bracha. It so happened she was by a wedding, and sometimes by the beautiful simcha, the beautiful occasion, things go a little wrong, and a certain lady came in there, and to make a long story short, embarrassed I think it was the mother of the chosna or the kala, and this lady who needed that bracha was right there and was begging her, please don't respond, don't say anything, just be quiet. And we all know, we've all had those situations, and hopefully we haven't, but you can imagine those situations where it's very painful. And as we discussed last week, the world survives and those who keep quiet at times of a fight. But it's in the merit of those who keep quiet, that's what the world survives on. This lady kept quiet, the one who was being embarrassed, and she gave that lady who was in need of the bracha for children, she gave her a bracha. And she had the children. I don't remember if I heard from my Pesach Kron, it's a true story. We continue line number 18 to 19, V'al tashlit bonu. Excuse me, we're up to Al Tibin Loy de Chait, Loy de Aver of Ovon, Loy de Nisoyon, Loy de Vizoyon. Al Tashlit Banu Yitzhahara, right. Don't bring us, don't allow the Yitzhahara to dominate over us, to rule over us. Shlita, Tishloy de Shlita, to rule over us. This can be understood according to the Rambam. The Rambam tells us that there are some people, as we know, Paro was one of them, who was in such a state of sin that eventually he lost his chance to do tshuva, to repent. We're diving here to Hashem, we're starting the day off. Don't allow the Yitzhar to conquer me, that I should be knocked down to such a degree that I won't have that chance of repentance. Now, it's a tremendously, tremendously low level to get to. Paro, the Rasha, the evil person, he reached it. So, we are over here, we're diving to Hashem, that the Yitzhahara should not be inside of us, should not conquer us, shlita, to rule over us to such a degree. So over here we're thanking Hashem, we have to appreciate that Hashem does not allow the Yitzhahara to get to such a strong hand over us. There are two types of aspects of the Yitzhahara. One, as we mentioned, the Yitzhahara is there to test us. Nisoyon, a test. And that aspect we're over saying over here, that when that test comes in front of us, when that test does come in front of us, we should be able to pass it. We're dying to Hashem, we should pass it. The second one, which we'll see in a few minutes, the Chofes Yitzreinu on page 13, line number, end of line number 1 to 2, the Chofes Yitzreinu, Ishtabeloch, that we're forcing, we're dying to Hashem to force that Yitzhahara to serve you. That's the second type of Yitzhahara. That Yitzhahara, which we'll repeat it over there, is basically we're saying that when we have the Yitzhahara, the second wave of the Yitzhahara, we should use it to serve Hashem. The Chofes Yitzreinu, conquer, bend, break the Yitzhahara, that we should serve you. The Pasuk says, V'ahavta es Hashem akecha b'chol levavcha, with all of your heart. Both of your Yitzhaharas. Both of your Yitzhars. Yitzhar Tov and the Yitzhahara. How do we serve Hashem with our Yetzirah? Yetzirah Tov, okay, we come to a share. How do we serve Hashem with a Yetzirah? So, when it's time to eat, time to do our physical needs, we have to live in this world. Do it l'shem shemayim. Do it for Hashem's sake, not for our sake. It's a very high madriga, but if a person never starts, he won't get there. That's b'chol levavcha, both of his Yetzirahs, both of his inclinations. Then we continue, V'harchikeinu, distance us mi Adam Ra, mi Chaver Ra. What is an Adam Ra different from a Chaver Ra? An Adam Ra is a bad person, a Chaver Ra is a bad friend. So, a Chaver Ra, excuse me, first we'll start with an Adam Ra. An Adam Ra is a person who is evil. He's bad. He's bad to Hashem. I'm sorry, he's bad to people. He's bad to people. Adam Ra is bad to people. No one wants to be around a bad person. It's contagious, it's depressing, whether he's a pessimist, whether he's not a nice person. A person goes to New York, it's not always easy to find parking, not like here out of town, and the person takes up 3 parking spots. He parks the car in such a fashion. It could literally cause a person to waste 45 minutes or more of his life. Just circling the blocks, finally you find another parking spot. Those of us who are from New York or they'll laugh at this a little, but they'll know what we're talking about here. Here and out of town, you pull up in your driveway, man, that's finished. What else? What's he talking about? After he finds that spot, the 45 minutes, he goes, he does the shopping, comes back with a $150 ticket. He sees that it was alternate-site parking, it was in front of a pump, which he didn't see because there were garbage cans around it. Who knows what it might have been? That's a bad example of a bad person, but there are bad people, unfortunately. Their actions are bad. We're diving through Hashem, mi adam ra. That he's bad, who? He's bad to Hashem. Specifically bad to Hashem. It wasn't the best example, but he's bad to Hashem, and adam ra. Chaver ra, he's good to people. Chaver ra is a chaver, is a friend. He's good to people. Adam ra is bad to Hashem. But the chaver ra, sorry, I keep confusing you. Adam ra is bad to people. But the chaver ra is good to people, but he's bad to Hashem. This person is even worse. When a person is influenced by his surroundings, as Rambam tells us, he has that ability to be drawn in. The Mesisa Sharam, the Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Lozato tells us one of the reasons a person goes downhill is because of his bad friends. The influence of his friends. The Chaver Ra can draw, that bad companion can draw him in to do all sorts of evil. So at waking up in the morning, Mi Adam Ra, Mi Chaver Ra. Adam Ra, bad person, Labriyos, to people. Chaver Ra, he's bad, L'shamayim. Chaver Ra, he's a good Chaver, he's a friend. But he's even worse. Sometimes you have the person who says, yeah, I'm a good Jew, good in the heart, I meet the person, he tells me he's a revolving Jew. I said, what does that mean? He says, I go in Rosh Hashanah, I come out Yom Kippur, like the revolving door. He goes in, he comes out. That's when he's Jewish. He unfortunately passed away already. So we have to be careful with Dami to Hashem to stay away from the Adam Ra and the Chaver Ra. We continue on page 13, line number 1. Once again, the word v'davkeinu, we should cling, we should stick with you. With what? The Yetzer HaTov, the good inclination, of a Masim Toivim, and the good deeds, the good actions. We're dying to Hashem, give us the Siyat HaShemayim, the help from heaven. Without the help from Shemayim, we cannot accomplish anything, as the Gemara in Kedushin tells us. We are emphasizing v'dapkeinu, we should cling to the good yetzer, the good inclination, and by this, we're saying that this should be our desire to fulfill your desire, Hashem. Our rotzen, our will, should be your will. V'dapkeinu, the yetzer atov. Ubamasim tovim. Just like Hashem is compassion, Hashem does chesed, so we too should be compassionate. And should we do kindness and chesed? The Gemara in Sukkah tells us that chesed, kindness, is even greater than tzedakah, than charity. For different reasons. One reason, chesed, kindness, can be done when the person is alive, to a person who is alive, or a person who is not alive. A person goes to his funeral, takes care of the dead. Giving the dead $10, $10,000, $10,000, it won't help him anything. It can be done whether a person is wealthy or not wealthy. Chesed. Giving a billionaire, tell Bill Gates I have $1,000 for you, I don't think he's coming too fast. So we discussed V'chofetz Yisraenu, we discussed on line number one still, at the end of line number one, that we're daming to Hashem to force that inclination to serve you, L'ishtabeloch. That we, like we said, to serve you with both of our Yetzaharas, Usninu Hayom, and give us today, V'chol Yom, and every day, L'cheinu L'chesed L'racham M'me'inecha. That we should find favor, grace and kindness and mercy, chaim, grace, chesed, kindness and mercy in your eyes. So what was this, like we mentioned earlier, this repetition, hayom, today, v'chol yom, and every day. The difference between what makes one a great person or just a regular person is kvius, consistency. It's in every aspect of the world. Whether it's in a business, whether it's in sports, and lahavdil with us in our everyday life and serving Hashem. It's not just that once in a blue moon, it's not that revolving Jew, but it's consistency. Sneinu hayom terei v'chol yom, every single day that I should come to serve you, that's when we'll be diving to Hashem, the kfiyas. In your eyes, Hashem, that we should find favor in your eyes, that you should have mercy on us. Free chesed. Not that we deserve it, because we don't deserve it. We're not asking Hashem to do it for us because we deserve it, but chesed chinam, free chesed. And in the eyes of all those who see us. Now this is one of the most important points of this tefillah, just to mention, Rabbi Kaplan told me, I overheard him say to somebody this morning, this tefillah is so important that even women who are obligated to daven, to some degree, some parts of tefillah, not the same as men. A lady went to Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the previous Roshiva of Ner Yisrael, whose Yortzeit is coming up on the 17th of Tammuz, the fast of Tammuz. She asked, she told the Rosh Hashiva of Neir Yisrael, she doesn't have too much, she can't daven, she's too busy to daven. He took out the siddur, opened up to this tefillah. Of all tefillahs, he opened to this tefillah, and he said, look how beautiful this tefillah is. Say this tefillah. So even for a person, a lady that doesn't have time to daven, he said, say this tefillah. That would be good enough for you. Now, those who are listening to the tape, there are no women here tonight, or this MP3, whatever it might be. Please, let's not take this to say, okay, fine, that's all I have to daven. I just want to bring out the importance of what this tefillah is. In the eyes, we're diving to Hashem, in the eyes of those who look upon us, we're diving to Hashem that when we treat some, that when we deal with somebody and he treats us in a certain fashion, sometimes we have people who treat us with a smile. Sometimes we have people who treat us without that smile. We have to realize everything is from Hashem. The person has free choice, but everything is from Hashem. Hashem decided, because of our actions, and also because of the way we should pass that test, that if a person treats us with that smile, and kindly, in a kind fashion, it's because Hashem deemed it. And if a person, unfortunately, gets a reception from somebody without that smile, I'll just tell you very quickly, I once went down to a downtown Brooklyn, to an office over there, a city office. I gave the person my paperwork. He was in the middle of doing it. We hear a bell. Bell rings. I hear a bell that rings. He gives me back the paperwork. He was in the middle of filling it out. So I'm looking at him. He says to me, come back. This was, I think, a Friday. He says to me, come back on Tuesday. Monday was a holiday, legal holiday. I said to him, I was dumbfounded. I said to him, excuse me? He was in the middle of filling out this paperwork. I took a train to get down there, this and that. Time. He says, the bell rang. I don't work anymore. I was looking at him, I'm like, what? Now, we're diving to Hashem. A little funny, right? It wasn't funny at the time, but we're diving to Hashem. In the eyes of all those who see us, can be understood as well, that when this person hands it back to me, Hashem is saying, that's my lot for the day. We have to accept everything that Hashem gives us. It's very, very difficult. But we have that ability to pass it. When we concentrate and realize and focus the fact that everything comes from Hashem.
Is that for you, or is that particular incident for you to grow from?
Definitely. Definitely.
So you're supposed to look into this person's action, which...
Oh, this person did a very cruel thing. He doesn't get any credit.
But,
in regards to myself to treat it, that Hashem is saying, this is your test for the day. Treat it properly. Accept it properly and behave properly. Don't blow your top. Don't punch your fist through that bulletproof glass.
Exactly.
You'll break your hand.
Right.
We're going to have to end very quickly. So we'll just answer the question that we said, that when we go to the next part of Sigmaleinu Chasad V'Tovim, we're thanking Hashem that who bestows upon us kindness that is beneficent for us. What kind of kindness are we referring to? That took away that slumber, that we can function through the day with strength and vigor, energy, to be sagilei v'sarasecha, to be involved with your Torah, levdabkeinu v'sarasecha, baruch atah Hashem, agom l'chasav v'tov l'am Yisrael, who does kindness for us. What's the kindness? That's how it ends, and it's similar, like the halacha, to the beginning of the bracha. The bracha was, Hamavishayna me'einai, line number 14, on page 12, line number 14, Hamavishayna me'einai, snumi afapai. Hashem removed, we're dying to Hashem, thank you for removing, take away that sleep from us, that total drowsiness, that state of drowsiness, remove it from us. That's why when we say, Gomel chasam tovim l'am Yisrael, he does kindness for Yisrael, it's me'ein, the psicha, it's just like the beginning of the bracha. We'll have to end tonight to make sure we catch Mark.
Okay.
I hope it's not...